was neatly trimmed, and his hair styled for an appearance he'd made with Kermit on the late-night Arsenio Hall show just weeks before he died. Complaining of a sore throat in the green room that night, he was uncharacteristically flat and slow on the uptake during an interview segment. Henson used the occasion to plug an upcoming special shot at Disney World in Orlando and introduce Clifford, a new Muppet musician, working with Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, the house band from The Muppet Show. African-American puppeteer Kevin Clash gave voice and performance to Clifford, he of the fuchsia dreadlocks, sunglasses, and vocal delivery that was distinctly urban contemporary. Chris Cerf lost a dear friend and comic collaborator in Henson. Walking into the memorial, he was numb with grief, but being surrounded by his CTW colleagues was a comfort. Only months earlier, Sesame Street composer-arranger extraordinaire Joe Raposo had been laid to rest, dead at age 51 from complications of lymphoma. Cooney knew that everything about Sesame Street had been turned upside down the minute Jim Henson was declared dead at 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday, May 16th. In his final hour, he twice went into cardiac arrest as the raging infection shut down his organs and left him struggling for air, surrounded by strangers